Hi, my name is Meg Jada. I am an artist in residence at the Fish Market in Troy, New York. The Fish Market is a community engagement project that is run by the Arts Center of the Capital Region. It is a social practice artistic residency, which is centered around engaging the community and seeing what they want and need. And also, as an artist, like having the space to create your art, but with that in mind. So they used to sell fish here, kind of like they do in New York City, like where you can go in, get some fresh fish, they fry it for you, they cook it for you. It was abandoned. The owner took it and renovated it. It looks like a fish market from the outside, like it still has the sign Empire Fish Market, but when you go in, you see all of the art. It's centered in North Central Troy, so it's across the street from Star Grocery. There's some apartments around the corner from a beautiful park where the kids play basketball, right up the street from Troy Prep. It's a really nice neighborhood, really nice community. Now we're on the inside of the fish market. So when you come in, you enter first and you see a ritual space. In my artwork, it's very important to me that I include ritual. So when you're coming in, whether into a space or to a workshop or to a show, whatever it is that I'm doing, you have a space where you can stop and reflect and take the weight from the day off. And then as you come in, you see our art book collection. There are bright and vibrant dance paintings. We have a beautiful exposed brick wall. You can see my art all over the floor. Depending on when you come in, we have space for you to relax.
What makes you the ideal person for this space? And in the larger question, what is the role of the artist residency here in this neighborhood?
I would like to be flexible with the word ideal. Like, I think for me, I'm very chatty. I love people. I love to talk with people about their creativity. I love to offer people space where they can explore what they want, what they need, what their impulses are. In this particular space, we are trying to gauge what the immediate community wants and needs. So that requires a lot of conversations. It requires being open and talking to people, inviting people in, and having just space where people can come in and be themselves. And in terms of like the background of that, like myself as an artist, I go back to like the roots of all of our ancestors and the traditions that before, people would just naturally, in community, do things together. They would sing, they would dance, they would make art, they would gather food, they would cook together, they would tell stories. And it wasn't just one or two people doing this. It wasn't inaccessible. It was accessible to everyone. It was just a part of everyday life. And that was the way that they would take the weight off of their day. They would still, even after a long day, participate in this community aspect. And that's how they found support, and that's how they found healing. And essentially, that's the idea of the space here. When we talk about community engagement, we're talking about not coming into a space and saying, this is what we want you to have. More so, here are some opportunities. Let's talk to you and see what it is that you want and you need for your community space. So what I'm finding is that as you encourage creativity in a whole community spectrum, specifically in adults, that trickles down to children, and it becomes a natural thing that everybody participates in. It's not a thing that's, oh, this is what I did before, but more so encouraging that that can be a lifelong practice, and it doesn't have to be a thing that you capitalize off of. It can just be a thing that you do and enjoy. So for open hours, typically, we just had a speakeasy in here, a large event. Typically, I have a table set up with a few different supplies on it. Start back here. But I have like lots of different arts and crafts. Paint, I have colored pencils, I have markers, I have collage stuff, I have canvases, I have paper, I have all kinds of different things that I set out and I just let them choose what they want to do and explore it. And if they have questions about things, like they're particularly interested, the smaller children, in my dance paintings, they want to do it. So I told a couple of them, if they ask their parents and they come in like old clothes and their parents are ready to receive them covered in paint, then they can do that as well. So I try to maintain an open space where like people can just come up to me with an idea and I help them bring it to fruition. Typically with my dance paintings, I do large scale paintings on raw canvas or sometimes stretch canvas, sometimes other mediums. And I pick a theme, or it's a theme based off of something that I'm writing. And I create a playlist based off of that theme. And then I pick my colors and I dance on the canvas and I use the paint, typically acrylic paint. And I put the paint intuitively on the canvas and then I dance and I move and I add more paint as I need to and I keep going until I feel that it's finished. And then sometimes I'll finish that off with letting it dry and then adding another layer with dancing, or I'll do like a free flow sort of abstract expression, throwing like the paint or like pouring the paint. And the kids think that's really cool. At first they thought it was weird though. They were like, this is really weird, Miss Meg. And then they were like, no, this is really cool. I see sadness, I see anger, I see, this makes me feel really good, it makes me feel really happy, and I wanna do it. So like, I'll leave them out, and if they're dry, they like to roll on them and like play on them, and it's not off limits. They can access it.
It's been 4 months. Can you talk a little bit more of the evolution from the reception from the community, but also kids and adults' evolution in their idea of what is weird, as you just said, and what is really, really cool? And does that have to do with the fact that they've bonded with you and suddenly something that they didn't understand because they didn't have a connection to it, now they see you, really respect you, and therefore they see your art in a different way?
Well, I feel like the evolution kind of started with me standing outside and talking to neighbors, because they saw me moving in and people would come up to me and say, hey, what do you got going on here? How can we help you? What can we do? And it really was a lot of street conversation, like walking around the neighborhood and like people coming in thinking it was an actual fish market where I sold fish. And I started out with like nothing in the space, and I installed my show Body. I was going to install 3 or 4 separate shows for the duration of my residency. But then I realized that the idea of the residency is just to let myself make art. And I think through allowing myself to make art, that's what's drawn people more to me. It's not that I wasn't making art before, it was more so that I was making the art and then keeping it hidden until it was time to debut it, which is what we typically do as artists, right? But as a residency, being in the community is something that you want to share. Like the whole process like then becomes like this open concept of like, oh, I'm supposed to be sharing the whole thing. And that's what makes people interested. And at first, sometimes like I'll be doing the dance paintings and people will be looking in the window, wondering what's going on. And then sometimes those same people will stop by later and they'll see it and they'll be like, oh, this is really cool. And I feel like the evolution with the children has been more so like they know I'm here. They know they can come in. They know they can hang out. They know they have a place to go. I still have a lot more people to meet, but I find that the people that I do meet come back. I don't really know what's going to happen. I just see that it's becoming more open. And as time goes by, people are more comfortable coming to me. Or even if not me, they're comfortable asking their neighbor, hey, what is she doing in there? And the neighbor was saying, oh, that's an art space. So it's becoming like more of like a word of mouth kind of thing. And I love that. And I hope it continues to expand and grow. And I think that it will.